Hello and welcome to another episode of Family Fix. I am your host, Shannon Icann Lady Battle, and this is the place where your problems find a new focus, healthy solutions, and consistent momentum. No matter how lost you seem, there is a path with your guiding light, and I'm here to help you find it. Thank you so much for joining me today. As you all are already aware, we're going to be focusing on how to get your mind back on track so you can pursue your ideas, your dreams, whatever it is, successfully, where you can get out of your way and you can actually allow yourself the permission to be able to freely flow into whatever your gifting, your skill, your talent might be. So we're going to help you to go through what I call a journey to self-discovery. The first thing that I want you to do is kind of be a little bit selfish. I don't want you thinking about the dogs, the cats, the fish, the kids, the job, the boss, the parents, any of that, the significant other. All of that needs to wash out. Right now is just me and you, but this is all about you. Everything you do is probably hinged on the task of meeting other people's needs. Whether you are a boss, a parent, caregiver, pet owner, you're likely have been in a place where you've been inducted into the life of taking care of other people and pleasing them in the process. If your day consists of 8 to 12 hours of making all of these sacrifices for other people, how much time do you actually take to reflect on your own internal satisfaction? Getting connected with your internal chemistry, it may seem too advanced to initiate through this type of discovery, because we find ourselves investing more time in people around us than actually investing in what's going on within ourselves. And sometimes we find that the more time we take to get centered in our mind, the more afraid we are of that discovery. You may begin to feel different levels of discomfort because self-discovery looks like a place of unfamiliarity. Have you ever sat down and looked at yourself one time in the mirror? You know, you may have been going through something, or you may not be going through anything, but you just stop to really look at yourself and you question, who am I? We all go through that. Even when we have felt like we've reached a pinnacle of success in our lives, like life is really great and couldn't get any better, it comes a time where you begin to even question, is there any better with where I already am? And you begin to question, am I capable of seeing my next great step? And you look at and examine the progress your friends have made. Then you begin to examine the lack of progress you may have made because of decisions you've done. I remember sending my kids a text message not too long ago, and I had to let them know that the life that I have is because I commanded it. I chose it. I did it fully aware. I chose to be a mom as a teenager. I chose to get married as a teenager. I chose the decisions of abandoning certain ideas and dreams of being this high-powered attorney so I could be an available mom. Those were my choices. And in those choices, you begin to question as you go through life, dang, did I make the right choice? I mean, we made those choices, and I made those choices for everybody else, but then I had to question, did I really make those choices for myself? So as you're going through self-discovery, it is going to open up some areas and some layers that you may find very uncomfortable, but it's in that discomfort where you can begin to find your space of peace. So you can begin to heal from any type of things that you feel you abandoned, that you neglected, things that you never let go because you have guilt behind a decision that was made. The self-discovery will let you begin to build your confidence back, to know that you made the decision with what you were given at that time, but that doesn't have any bearing on what it is that you need to be deciding to do now so you can move forward in your journey. So let's look at this approach to self-discovery from an inquiring mind. if you have ever watched maybe a TV game show, you find the intensity and the excitement. Like for me, I like to look at Family Feud, Jeopardy, those type of shows. And you begin, you know, it's an excitement that builds up. And because you're wondering, okay, what's waiting in front of that person, especially when it comes to The Price is Right. You know, they have it where they'll have several doors that they have to choose from in one of the games. And then all the audience is trying to let the, you know, the contestant know, like, yeah, pick door number two. And then so you're going with what they're encouraging you, because we know that the odds are stacked against you when you don't know, because it's just a random choice. So when they open door number one, they find a gift package. So you look at that, you know, and they're anticipating, like, yeah, well, you know what, if it's a gift here, that means I got two other doors where I can get the big prize. And then so they go and they take the risk to see, you know, okay, maybe there's something greater behind the other door. And then they go ahead and choose door number three, only to find a duck. And then, you know, sitting in a little child swimming pond or a little tub thing, and there's nothing they can do with that. And you hear the music go, dur-ner, it drops like that. And so they have a face full of disappointment, because the best door was door number one, the one that they didn't choose. And this happens in our initial phase of self-discovery. We become inquisitive, we begin to open up the doors, and then when we open the door to disappointment, we're like, I don't want to do that no more. So guess what? Instead of asking why, we just completely avoid that pain of being unfulfilled, and we just allow ourselves to just go back to our distracted life and just taking care of everybody else and being okay with being able to control outcomes. And we just forfeit self-reflection, not knowing that, okay, I made the best decision at the time. And if I had it to do over again with the knowledge that I have now, I likely probably would have made another decision. But that decision, regardless of what that outcome was necessary for whatever it is your next step was in life. Never intended for you to give up, abandon the dream, or just stop moving. It was intended for you to ask the question, well, why did this happen to me? And what can I do to make sure that I do it better next time, or I'm more prepared? But how many of us, you know, we pull back, and you know, we are living a life unfulfilled because we don't move forward. So it's time to find out and give yourself permission to forgive yourself for going for door number three and being okay with the fact that it did not have the type of results that you thought you wanted to find. So I recommend that you find a quiet space, very uninterrupted. I mean, as quiet as you can get it. And for you that have to get up early, it may require you to get up maybe about 15, 20 minutes earlier. Or you have to wait in the evening when everything else has calmed down, when, you know, you don't have to get on your phone, when you're done binging with your Netflix, and just find a place where you can just have uninterrupted time with just you and yourself. And we're going to use the 6 quad figure that I emailed you. So in the 6 quads that we're going to be examining, we're looking at your personal life, which is just you, your thoughts, your ideas, your dreams, those type of things. Then your professional quad, we'll look at that too. So if you're a student, then that would fall under that category. And then we'll examine your family quad, your career quad, your financial quad, and your spiritual quad. And what I want you to do in those quads for this part of the journey to self-discovery is describe what interferes with you being at your best. I mean, being at your best personally. What is getting in your way? I know for me personally, oftentimes it's being unsure about making a decision and not making a decision. So I can get in my way a lot of times because I lack confidence in areas that might be new where I have no control. And I began to have to deal with all those old thoughts of people telling me, oh, you're not going to be able to do that. Or, oh, that requires you to have this level of experience. Or, oh, you need to know this person in order for that to happen. I remember one time I was maybe about 15 years ago, I wanted to be a public speaker, but I wanted to speak in churches, but I did not want a title. I really have a heart for people who are coming up in the church because I've seen how people were treated wrongly, and I didn't like that. I didn't like it when people judged me because it made me feel like I didn't belong. I was trying to find some place at that stage in my life where I needed to belong, and I thought the church was the safest place for that to happen. Well, got my feelings hurt in the process, but I did, you know, I was able to, you know, find some great supportive people throughout that journey. And I just wanted to make sure nobody else experienced that. So I wanted to do public speaking in church. And so I went to someone for guidance, and she told me, it was a woman and she attended another church. She said, well, if you're ever going to be able to step foot on anybody's pulpit and speak in their church, you're going to have a title. And you don't have a title because otherwise you're not going to get in anybody's church to speak. I was like, oh, do you know that stuck with me? That stayed in me, in my mind. So my view of self was I was disqualified because I didn't fit the mold of what the requirements were to do what I was setting out to do. It was a big problem. But it really had a small, simple solution. But at the time, it wasn't simple for me because I thought I had to change me to do that. And I wasn't willing. So I said, you know what? Well, maybe that's not my, maybe that wasn't a vision that I should have focused on, you know, doing it another way. And then I got offered an opportunity by a woman that is a part of a large congregation. Her and her husband pastor a church, and she asked me to speak at her women's conference. Do you know the first thing that came out of my mouth when she said that was, you know, I'm not a preacher, right? You know, I'm not, I have no title. I am just like pure shit. I'm just Shannon Battle, bam, here. And she was like, I know that. I didn't ask you to have a title. I just need you to show up. She said, because if you were able to inspire me, then I know that you can inspire the other women that, you know, are a part of my congregation. That was a game changer for me. That helped me to redefine that quad of personal characteristics and qualities about myself, how I really looked at me. And so I had to begin to question, was I looking at myself in a healthy way? And that's what you need to really examine. Just because you've allowed yourself to put a pause on something or you stopped doing something, did you abandon it because you had a different way of thinking that interfered with your idea coming to life? And that's where we begin to process all of this through self-discovery. So for the next few days, we're going to work on each section. And I want you to go ahead and take your time in doing this. Only take about 10 minutes. Don't take a lot of time. Unless you need to, but I want you to try to list at least 5 different areas, because when we're doing self-discovery, it's never one thing. So we try to categorize something as happy, sad, angry. And if you're not any of those things, guess what? Then you'd be like, oh, well, I guess I don't feel anything. But how many of us know that there's disappointment when we're sad? You know, I may not be sad, but I do feel disappointed, or I do feel rejected, or I do feel let down. Oh, I do feel, you know, abandoned. You know, there is just things that we just, there are so many layers to that one emotion that we always get hinged on. So you feel like as though if you're not angry and you're not happy, then you're just existing and there's nothing there. And then a lot of people will think, oh, I'm not happy, but maybe you're very satisfied. Maybe you're very content. We need to put words with where you're at in this space and all of these quads. So we're going to first figure out what is interfering and getting in your way. So I want you to get your sheets, and I want you to get your pen and paper, and I want you to write. You can type it as well, but sometimes it's nothing like putting some ink to some paper and you just looking at it. You can scratch it up and do all those other things with it until you really look at it. But this is no judgment. Don't judge yourself, and don't hold yourself hostage, or don't even try to avoid what it is that you feel. So if you have questions, make sure that you either email me or you go into the Facebook group that you were sent the link to, so that we can actually work through this together. Because I'm telling you, by the time you detox from these old ways of thinking, you're going to be such a new person that you're going to kick yourself for not having done this a long time. But don't even worry about it. Don't feel like your time is expired or you're too late. You're right on time. You're right on segment, because for me, I already know that God said he'll withhold no good thing from you. So trust, if it's a good thing that's coming your way, you'll be prepared when it comes back around. So I want you all to go ahead, get your mind right, get your detox going, and we will meet again tomorrow. So until then, I hope that you continue to find focus. I hope that you find your clarity, and I hope that you have peace in every decision that you're making in your life. This is Shannon Icahn, Lady Battle, with your Family Fix. God bless and have a great rest of the day.